This conference is being recorded.
Donna?
Yes, I just got on.
Did you get my message about recording?
Yes.
Oh, good.
About recording?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't get that one. But I just now found out that I successfully got into the recording. So we're being recorded right now.
Great.
Yeah. I guess I get it right this time.
Well.
Good. Well, I appreciate it. And you're going to introduce Arcturus tonight, right?
When would you like me to do that?
Oh, it'll be in just right after we do the, right after I explain the class procedure. It'll be fairly soon.
Okay.
So after we get everybody pretty much on here, we'll start that.
And after I introduce, I'll have to leave because I have like 3 hours of work ahead.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I just appreciate your being on here for now. That's great. And Paulus, did I hear you? Hear your voice?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Paulus. Glad you could join us.
Glad to.
It's Lola.
Lola. Hi, Lola.
Hi, how are you? How's everyone?
I didn't think you were going to make it. Taking care of patients and people.
I'm in the car. Put you on speakerphone and try to drive home.
Well, I really admire you for doing that. I know you don't get much sleep these days. Okay, who else is on?
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
It's Lisa Wood from Chicago.
Okay. Great. I know I'm not going to get everybody's names, but it's while we're getting going here, let's see. It's just 8 o'clock now, so my time, that is. So, but we'll start pretty quick here. I'm going to press one of the numbers here. You hear a lot of entry-exit tones. So, here we go. All right. Now, since we want to get started right away, I'm going to mute everyone. And I will be explaining this several times because more people will be coming on. And I will explain how to use the star 6 to talk and star 6 to mute yourself if you have a question or if you have group speaking. So I'm going to explain the procedure tonight. Before anybody speaks or answers a question or shares anything, you must wait until we give you an opportunity, and then I'll tell you what to do. If you have trouble hearing, feel free to press star 6 and tell us if you're having trouble hearing, and we will try to speak louder. Now, I'm going to give an opening invocation, and then we'll go ahead with the class. And also, I want you to have a pencil and paper ready in case you wish to take notes. Be sure that you, I'm hearing some people in the background here.
What is
so? So, hello?
Yes?
I need you to press star 6 and then press star 6 again.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't hear you. Okay. Have a pencil ready in case you want to take notes or in case you want to record any prayer requests at the end of the class. And again, if you would like to answer or ask a question or share something, take no more than 3 minutes, and you will do that by pressing star 6. That lets you speak. And then when you're through speaking, you press star 6 again, and that mutes all the sounds in your area. We're going to begin with a few prayers and songs for protection and for help. And if you have any unanswered questions at the end of the class that there isn't time to take care of, then just email me and I'll get back to you. Now, tonight's class is basically taught by the Elohim Arcturus. And I'm going to ask Wayne Curtin to give us a little introduction to Arcturus, and then we're going to sing a song to him. So, Wayne, go ahead.
Shola.
Do I need to press star 6?
You're fine. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Everyone can hear me.
Yeah, everybody should be able to hear you.
Okay. This introduction to Arcturus and his complement, Victoria, is from the book called The Masters and Their Retreat by Mark and Elizabeth Clear Prophet, filed and edited by Anise Booth. And I recommend everyone get a copy of this book. It's a great introduction to all the masters of the Great White Brotherhood and the retreat.
I'll try to read that again.
Okay. So, Arcturus and Victoria, the Elohim of the seventh ray, focus the energy of the seat of the soul chakra of the planet from their retreat in the etheric realm near Luanda and in Angola, Africa. This retreat is dedicated to the freedom and victory of the planet. They also focus the flame of mercy, forgiveness, and alchemy. The pulsations of the violet flame from the hearts of Arcturus and Victoria produce the rhythm and the ritual of application through service and reverence for life. Arcturus uses the purple flame to focus for scientific action and transmutative essence of freedom, while Victoria radiates the violet or orchard-colored flame, representing the mercy and love of freedom. The service of the Elohim of the Seventh Ray to this planet has been intensifying beginning in the 20th century as a result of the dispensation given to Saint Germain in the 1930s to release to the outer world the teachings of the I Am. Formerly, this instruction had been given only in retreats of the Brotherhood. Therefore, at the opening of the Century of Progress exposition in Chicago in 1933, Arcturus began the specific action of the Freedom Flame for the assistance of the Americas. During that decade, other cosmic beings came out of the Great Silence, Nirvana, to assist Saint Germain in his tremendous undertaking on behalf of the evolutions of the planet. This assistance has been augmented and intensified in recent years in the continuing sponsorship of the Great White Brotherhood. Ascended hosts and cosmic beings is evidence in the dispensations that have come forth.
Archilo.
And there's a lot more about the Elohim Arcturus and Victoria, but I don't have time to read it. And I recommend that everyone obtain a copy of this book. It's called The Masters and Their Retreats. And you can probably find it on Amazon.com. So, just with that, I'll give it back to Donna.
Okay, good. Wayne, that was great. That's good. As Wayne said, Arcturus is also the Elohim of alchemy. We can imagine he used greatly when he was helping to create this planet with the other Elohim of God. Now, I'm going to try to mute everybody again because I'm still hearing a little bit of noise, so hold on just a moment. Okay. I'm going to give an invocation to start us off here, and then we're going to sing a song to Arcturus. I sent this song to most of you. Some of you may not have gotten it. If you don't have it, just meditate while we're singing it and try to hear the words. If you have a songbook, a fairly new one, it's song number 38. Otherwise, just turn to that, what I mailed to you, emailed you, or snail mailed to you, and find that song that's on the back of the snail mail or on your email. Okay. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, I call right now to Arcturus and Victoria. And I call to Mother Mary and all of the masters who tutor and host and sponsor the Great Light Brotherhood, who woo us and court us and bring us into their teachings so that we are prepared for whatever we need to be prepared for, to take care of our to grow spiritually and to become all that we came here to be. We call to you tonight, beloved ones, and we call to the archangels, Archangel Michael and Faith especially, to protect us, direct us, perfect us, and correct us in everything we do as we give the class and in the ensuing days of the week as they go by. We thank you for all that you've given us. We thank you for our souls that are striving and working with us to try to get us to do the right thing and make the right decisions. Help us to be alert to your leading, your guiding, the direction of those guides, angels, masters, and our higher self and our Christ self that are in our lives to help us graduate from this schoolroom called Earth with great honors as we join our Lord forevermore at the end of our age. We ask these things again in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Now, you will not be able to talk unless I invite you to. And what I want you to do, and if you have a question, if you can't hear, if there's a big problem, if there's the kind of an emergency, then press *6, and that at that point you will be able to talk. We'll have some questions along the way, and if you have anything you'd like to contribute, I want you to press *6 and contribute at the time that we invite people to do this. Try not to take any more than 3 minutes. Right now, we're going to sing this song called Prayer to Arcturus, because he is the one who is teaching us tonight, and we want to give him all the honor and glory that we can to start off. So here we go.
Thank you.
It's interesting that the masters say that when we sing songs, and especially this one, any song in fact, to the Elohim, and we sing it from our heart and full of love, that we bring down huge amounts of violet flame light that penetrate every cell in our body. And the more you visualize it, the more it happens. So if you take a few minutes and visualize that light coming down to the top of your head just like a drill, just like a dentist drill going down to the top of your head, and you visualize and feel this happening, it will fill your body with violet flame. And it sometimes heals people. I've had people tell me that after they came to this class, they had certain areas of your body that just got well. It just were healed. The symptoms disappeared. So when you do this, when you sing these songs, hold your hands up and send that light out through your hands to your loved ones, to people in Haiti, to wherever you know the violet flame is needed. And as Wayne was mentioning, it has come down in the 20th and now the 21st century. It's come down abundantly above and beyond what it was ever able to do before. It used to only be available for the masters, and now it's available to all of us. It's almost physical. In Venus, which is our twin flame planet, it is very visible, and I guess you could call it physical. In fact, you walk through it like a great flame of a violet. All right, what we're going to do next is sing a song called Crystal Diamond Tube of Light. And what I want you to do as you sing this song is visualize yourself in a great crystal. I'm trying to find it right now on my computer. There it is. The words of this song are very, very simple. They go like this. I live and move and have my being in a living liquid crystal diamond of light. I think you will be able to understand them as this singer sings them so beautifully and so clear. And as you sing it, visualize yourself living and moving in that liquid crystal diamond of light. You can add the violet to it if you'd like. The masters have told us that our bodies are actually crystalline, and that all who are light bearers appear as crystals of light on the etheric plane to those cosmic beings who help us. So as we sing this song, visualize this and send light forth from your body to the angels, the guides, and the cosmic helpers who will use it to help those who are in need. Here we go. Computer, you can play it over and over and over again. Now, for our further protection for this class tonight, we will make the following call to Archangel Michael, and we will say it three times. You will not be able to hear all the people saying it, but we will all be saying it together, or you will be saying it with me. Here is how it goes, and you can say it with me. Archangel Michael, thank you for correcting, directing, perfecting, and protecting me. going to say that three times. The words are in alphabetical order, and you just follow along with me wherever you are. I want you to notice that I have changed this a little bit. Before I used to say, Archangel Michael, please protect, direct, perfect. Now we're saying, thank you for correcting, directing, perfecting, and protecting me. And that's a lot more powerful because we're saying he is doing it right now, which he is. He is doing it right now when you say that. So here we go. Archangel Michael, thank you for correcting, directing, perfecting, and protecting me. Archangel Michael, thank you for correcting, directing, perfecting, and protecting me. Archangel Michael, thank you for correcting, directing, perfecting, and protecting me. We ask these things in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we're going to do a little meditation before we start the class. This is brief, but it's very important. The Masters of the Great White Brotherhood have indicated that it is very hard to make progress without meditating. And it is very hard to meditate successfully without breathing correctly. So we're going to do a short violet flame breathing meditation. This kind of breathing is called pranayama. We're going to do the simplified form of this. There are other forms of it, but this is the simplest one when I can't stand in front of you and show you. So what I want you to do is close your eyes. Look up at the inside of your eyelids. If distracting thoughts or pictures come into your mind, just visualize the violet flame washing them away. Next, you will breathe in to the count of eight. Then you will hold your breath to the count of eight. Then you will breathe out to the count of eight, and then you will hold it out to the count of eight. Or you can honor God even more by using the words, I am Alpha and Omega, which is the count of eight. So we start with the numbers. If you want to say to yourself Alpha and Omega instead, you may. I'll start with the numbers for those of you who are doing this for the first few times. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And hold it out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now we'll do it with Alpha and Omega. Breathe in, I am Alpha and Omega. Hold it, I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out, I am Alpha and Omega. Hold it out, I am Alpha and Omega. You are actually breathing in the Holy Spirit if you accept her. She is female, by the way, and she just looks like a great violet flame. The Holy Spirit is exemplified by the violet flame. So let's try this. To breathe in, I breathe in the Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Now we'll do it once more, and I want you to see the light come in and go out to the world. So as you're breathing this in, you breathe in all this violet flame, and then you send it back out to the world where needed most. Here we go. Breathe in. I breathe in the Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. All right. Now we are going to hear this wonderful, wonderful class. Let's see if I can find it here. It is by Arcturus. It was given on January 20th. And we are calling it Relating to Life in God's Love. Okay, hold on just a moment here while I get this ready. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, good. Okay, I'm going to mute you again. I just wanted to make sure that I was coming through. All right. He speaks very slowly.
In the glory of the divine will. It is an infusion of light for each and every one. For you see, we have our cosmic tea bag with a concentrated essence of God's goodness. Place it within. Divine solution is yours. When this essence is embodied by your soul, greater spiritual fire may be yours for the accomplishment of the alchemy that you are engaged.
First, let us be sure that we know the meaning of alchemy. The best, easiest understanding or definition that I have is this. Alchemy is the process of transmuting or changing something or someone. A complete transformation in some way. Now, there are two kinds of alchemy that I am aware of. One is personal. That's where you change yourself or you help to change another person. Another kind of alchemy is physical, and that's where you need to get a car, or you want to acquire a house, or you need money, or some sort of physical change, some sort of physical thing, not yourself. We all perform alchemy when we apply the violet flame, and we also perform the wrong kind of alchemy when we put ourselves down. I don't know if you've done it, and we're going to be talking about this several times, but when you are, you know, trying to remember something, or you forget an appointment, or you drop something and you break it, or you get up too late and you can't get done what you had on your do list, what do to yourself internally? You say, oh, you dummy, why did you do that? Well, I just put my glasses down. Why can't I find them? What did I go in this room for? I just can't seem to remember anything. What happens when you do that? You start not remembering because you're telling yourself you can't. So that's an example of the wrong kind of alchemy that we're doing all the time that we shouldn't do. So why is it then that some of us benefit from the violet flame and some don't? Well, when Arcturus made his when Arcturus made his concentrated light essence available to our bodies, why is it that some of us get some benefit from that and some don't? You can imagine this. Imagine putting a dry tea bag into a cup of hot water. You can look at it and you can watch the tea essence permeating the hot water. But what happens if you don't drink it? Nothing. It helps only when we drink it. And that's why you need to drink the essence of the violet flame. Visualize it coming in. That's the same as drinking it. That's the same as absorbing it into yourself. It's like the wind. As you get used to it, you will feel it, but you can't see it necessarily. But you will feel the change, just like the wind. So now let's go on to the next part.
Essence may be a collective of vision, intention, and a number of holy components of light, the chief of which is and the leading of the embracing of love and the eternal aspects. There your alchemy is not complete. Or your vision may be true. It is the infusion of love, the support, the full true, and that wraps itself around the very beingness, the very essence. That allows for its divine rendering and manifestation. Some of you have asked yourself the question, why is it there always seems to be a certain lack in my life? Why is it, oh God, that I do not have to accomplish my divine plan? Why is it that my bank account, which I have hoped for, prayed for, there is one. The answer is that you love this mountain. Fully embrace that universal principle that inspires the spiritual life. Go back to love. Understand love. And infuse yourself into the very processes that are a part of the steps of alchemy. When you feel with a certainty
miracle manifestation may be yours, and faith has power and healing with the richness of the essence of who you are. Then, no matter what ensues, God will make up the difference, and sometimes even precipitate greater wonder than what you had envisioned.
Arcturus here relates love to some of the steps of alchemy. And at least I was able to email the 9 steps of alchemy to some of you. And these are amazing, and I'll have to tell you a little bit about this in a minute. But what is love? I want to read to you briefly a few verses from a very famous chapter in the Bible called, well, I always call it the love chapter. It's 1 Corinthians 13, in case you ever want to read it. And here's what it says. Paul, the apostle, wrote this. He had another incarnation in which he became the Master Hilarion. So Master Hilarion is now ascended, and we think of him as a great healer. Here's what Paul said. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become as sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could even remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own way, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail, whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. And at the end it says, and now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. That's a very, very powerful section in the Bible. And I also like 1 Corinthians 16:14 from the Amplified Version, which is my life verse. It says, let everything you do be done in love. True love to God and man, as inspired by God's love for you. Now, we read that Gautama Buddha had loving indifference to those who persecuted him, and that we should be able to do this. We know that Jesus Christ had unconditional love when he was crucified, because while he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's why he was there, because he loved them. Now that, what we've been talking about here is personal alchemy, or changing ourselves, our bodies, our thinking, our minds, our hearts. Now I'm going to talk about physical alchemy briefly. Physical alchemy also has to be grounded in love, or it should be grounded in love, although it can work without it. And I have an example that I will just share with you here briefly of physical alchemy, because I know a lot of people are suffering from lack of this and lack of that. They don't have the money they need. They don't have the house that they'd like to live in. They don't have the apartment where they would like to move, or a car, or whatever the thing is. They are lacking in it. So here's the example that I went through, and I used the 9 steps of alchemy that I sent to some of you that was written by Saint Germain. I had a great desire when we were in Sulphur, when we moved here to Texas, to have a health food store in town. I'm a public health nurse, and I got a job with the Texas Department of Health, and I was working there, and I thought, how sad. Here we are, this little town of 14,000 people, and we don't have a health food store. And I have all these people coming to see me at the public health department, and I can't really help them because they need some good vitamins and supplements and herbs and minerals, and there's no place they can go. We didn't have Walmart then either, and Walmart's not so great anyway in that department. So I began to think about it and think about it and think about it and thought what I would like to do and where I would like to put it. And when my son grew up and left home, I had his empty bedroom, and I thought, I know what, I will put this health food store in my son's bedroom. I got this bright idea, and I could see the shelves on the walls, and I could see all the products on the shelves, and I could see people coming in through our front door and down the hall and into that room and getting whatever they wanted. We were outside the city limits, so we had a little more freedom. Now, that's the first step of alchemy, is light, is like the light bulb over the head. You know, remember when you used to read all the comic strips and somebody would get a bright idea and there would be a light bulb shining over their head? I remember Donald Duck always used to get those light bulbs over his head. And so the first step is light is the alchemical key, says St. Germain. The words, let there be light, were the first fiat of creation by the Elohim, including the Elohim Arcturus. And the first in your to precipitate. So you create a mind blueprint of the object you wish to produce, and that's what I did. And then when I had it all finished, I decided, well, I've got to find a place to order this stuff. And I had it all figured out what I wanted, but I didn't know where the heck to get it. So I began to look around, and I found out about this place called Tree of Life that delivered things to health food stores. And I called Tree of Life and told them that I had a store, and I gave them the address. And lo and behold, one day I drove this 18-wheeler truck that really upset all my neighbors. And they delivered all of these boxes of things from my store, and I put them all up on the shelves. And people began to come to my front door when I would get home every night at 5:30. And from 5:30 until 9:30 at night, people came to my health food store in my son's old bedroom. Now, my husband didn't like this too much because he couldn't sit out in the living room in his shorts because they had to come through the house and go down the hall. So he had a bright idea, and we did some more alchemy, and he added a room onto that bedroom that took us right out almost to the front, right into our front yard a little more, closer to the street, and we put in a circular driveway. So, St. Germain's steps here are, number three, you tell no man. I told nobody that I was going to do this, because I knew if I told anybody that I worked at the health department, they would say, are you kidding? You can't do that. And then he says, on step four, give it to your higher mind or your Christ self, this idea you have. And so I did, and every day I prayed to my Christ self, please show me what to do to get this health food store going in my home. And then the fifth step was to determine where you wish the object to manifest, and I had that all figured out in my son's bedroom. And then the sixth, seventh, and eighth steps are to call to the divine intelligence or your higher self to register the pattern. It's sort of like putting in your patent or registering what you're building or whatever it is. You register it with your higher self so that they can take over and help you bring this about. And then the seventh step, call for the light to take on the atomic pattern you are holding, to coalesce around that pattern and densify it into form, which is exactly what happened. It all came into being. Well, going on then, I found out years later, when I talked to my now good friends at the Tree of Life, I said, you remember when you delivered your 18-wheeler truck to our house? And they said, house? We never have help. We never deliver anything to houses. We would never have approved that. And I said, well, you did. And they looked around. They couldn't figure out how that happened, how they ever happened to allow me to start a health food store in my son's bedroom. It was way beyond them. They couldn't figure out how that happened. But you remember, we just read that Arcturus said, God will make up the difference and sometimes even precipitate greater wonders than what you had envisioned. And so here were these greater wonders. Tree of Life kept delivering that food to me until 2 years later we decided to move into town and have a real store in town. And at that point, GNC offered to sponsor us and help us get the store up. And GNC, which is a nutritional store that I'm not too crazy about anymore, but I learned a lot from them, they charged thousands of dollars to do that, but for some reason, they only charged us $8,000. And we got our store going in town, and we had a GNC store for several years until we figured it all out and went on our own. So these are the steps of alchemy that I went in for something physical that worked because I could feel it, I could taste it, I was doing it to help other people, I was doing it because of my love for the people in my town and wanting to see them get healthier. Now we'll go on.
Conscious Language Course of Mayer University is currently being presented to you. We say it is a must for everyone who desires to know God through the Word and to embrace the highest concept of alchemy. You change the internal language that has been unspoken verbally, that has been evolving within you for eons of time. You embrace the Word who you truly are, as the great I Am, speaking with integrity in the present reality of the highest aspect of your consciousness. You can engage the universe and the highest forms of alchemy. You can truly live as Adam in form now.
Okay, some of us have been taking this course that he mentions called Conscious Language. I'm just going to tell you about it briefly in case you would like to really learn how to speak in love. This book, Conscious Language, teaches you with the masters as coaches how to speak both internally to yourself and thus externally in such a way that the life you live becomes a success. It becomes a life of successful loving yourself and loving others. It teaches you to speak in love and to see everything you say be words of love because you love yourself and others and all of God's creation. And some of you are interested in it, so I'm just going to tell you briefly. You can get the book, and it's by Robert Tennyson Stephens. You can get it through our bookstore. For those of you who have computers, or you can get it through Amazon.com. Or if you want to call the help desk, I don't have their number right here handy, but contact me and I will give you that number and somebody can order it for you if you don't want to go to the trouble of going to our store. So, or you may be able to find it in a bookstore where you live, if you live in a large town that has bookstores. If you follow the book carefully, you will learn how to reprogram your mind, your speech, and thus your life by the words you think and you say. In Matthew 12:36, it says, Jesus says, "But I say to you, for every word that men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." In the book, I'm going to share just a couple of things. It talks about the basics of conscious language. And we learn that when you say, I do this or I do that, you're using the right side of your brain. When you say am, as when I say I am, you're using the left side of your brain. So when you say I am, you're using the whole brain. This is very important. And so when you learn how to use the words I am correctly, you are actually enveloping or embracing your whole self, your godly self, your Christ self, and your physical body, your whole self. And we are more than our physical body, much more. Someday when we're on the other side, we will be able to look at people and see that. So it says on this page, you have to learn how to speak, what you choose, is the first law or rule. Secondly, be first personal. The third step is to be specific, and the fourth step is to be aligned in your feeling, and I'm going to give you an example. Speak what you choose. The best words to use are choose rather than want. When you say, I want something instead of I choose something, you're saying, I lack it, I don't have it, I want it, I need it. That means you do not have it. When you say, I choose something, it means you're choosing that which you already have. And hang in there with me and I'll explain this a little bit. For instance, I choose to be kind. Alright? You have kindness in you. Everybody has it somewhere. And when you choose to bring out that kindness, then you no longer want it or need it because you have it already. You choose to be kind. You're supposed to use, or to be successful with this, you say, you use what we call first person personal. I choose to be kind. Then you want to be specific. I choose to be kind to who? Who do you choose to be kind to? You don't want to take on the whole universe or you'll get very discouraged, believe me. I choose to be kind to my husband. How about that one? Or I choose to be kind to my wife. Or I choose to be kind to my employer or the employee working with me that I just have had a really difficult time with. I choose to be kind to who and when. I choose to be kind to my husband today. That it may even be too hard for some of us, and we might have to say instead, I choose to be kind to my husband this morning. Some people wake up in the morning and they're really grumpy, and they could choose to be kind to whoever else is waking up with them. So be specific. You want to speak what you choose. You want to be first person personal. I choose. You want to be specific. I choose to be kind to who? To my husband. And you want to be aligned with God. So you say, I am choosing to be kind to my husband today. That is an ideal sentence. Never just say, I want to be nicer to my husband, or I want to be nicer to people. That is very vague and unspecific, and you will not have success. Is there anybody on the call who has been taking this course at all, or is familiar with this book? Because if you are, I would welcome you to hit star 6 and share with us any experiences or questions or examples that you might have had. So feel free if you would like to. Okay, if there is nobody, then we will go on and hear a little bit more about Arcturus.
Because of your due diligence to the spiritual path, allowed, entree to certain courses in the heaven world, in the schoolrooms of the Elohim. These new glorious songs to us have been sung with the vibration of our presence emanating through the ethers and co-creating a new world before your very eyes. For this class in the language of alchemy, this is the language of God love, has been known by us one told the other. And we have embraced our son, Robert, Timothy Stephen, with eternal concept that he has lovingly brought forth to reshape and remold the very earth itself, and all revolutions there are. We speak the language of the Spirit, which is now yours to practice and to master and to use to the great God's benefit of all life. For some of you, it will take.
Okay, I want to just share with you an interesting scripture that backs this up. We talk about going to the retreats of the masters at night. Did you know that any of you can go to the retreats or the schools or have tutoring at night after you go to sleep? As you sleep, your soul leaves the body and it can spend time with the masters if you so desire for that to happen. And here's an interesting scripture. It's Job 33:15-16. And Job says here, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then God openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Have you ever had a test, been in school or something, and you were studying and studying, you went to sleep, and when you woke up, you knew it. Even though you did feel like you did not feel like you knew it when you went to sleep. I can remember I went back to school so I could get my certification in public health nursing and get my Bachelor of Science in nursing. And I was taking this very hard course, advanced course in anatomy and physiology. And I studied and I studied and I still couldn't get it. I would test myself and I couldn't get it. I went to sleep that night and I can remember being woken abruptly in the middle of the night, and I was startled because I had been in this classroom. It's like a regular classroom with a teacher up in front, and he was going over anatomy and physiology with all of us that were in this classroom. And I went back to sleep, woke up the next day, went to school, and I had it down pat. I knew the answers. So this happens. People can do this. And especially if your mind knows that and you welcome it and ask for it and then believe it. It's an amazing thing. And so that's, I'm glad that Arturus talked about that right here. Now I want to go to something else here a little bit. One of the things that that helps us grow spiritually is to sing our prayers, which is what we did at the beginning of this class. When we pray or sing our prayers and love to God, it opens up our chakras and actually helps that violet flame circulate, go in and go out to help others. And it helps our souls come up higher. Arturus, in fact, indicates that this is the language of the Spirit when we pray or sing, and especially singing. And he honors Robert Tennyson Stevens for using this. Okay, now we'll go on a little bit. If anybody has any questions at this point, please hit star 6, and we will answer them or talk about them. Feel free. Okay, we will go on with the class.
Reminding, repetition, and daily practice. With and without others, to transform that which you have spoken. For quite some time. But you heard this past weekend a dispensation of light whereby this transformative process has been shortened for the elect, who elect to engage it, to utilize it as a holy resource, and thereby embrace cosmic consciousness, Elohimic understanding, even divine intervention and the affairs of mankind at many levels of awareness and life.
don't have time to go into all the details of learning to speak in love, but we're going to cover the ones that you can use and start with right now. You might want to become a student of how people speak and how you think and speak to yourself in your mind. Observe how your speech affects others and how others' speech affects you. Become an analyst of how you can change your words to become positive and to always encourage others. You find yourself continually, when you get together with somebody, telling them of all your aches and pains and your problems. Do you have any idea how that makes them worse? That multiplies them. Because now that person, every time he sees you or thinks of you, he thinks of your aches and problems, which makes your problems worse. He doesn't intend that to be. He's just thinking, oh, poor Jane. All of these problems with her stomach, and now she's got to have surgery. And that's the way you are beheld by others, and you make it worse. I recently went through a period in which I did it to myself. I now know when this is happening and I can stop it. But what happened was I was blasting myself for not getting the things done I wanted to do. I was blasting myself because I hadn't gotten some prayers done that I wanted to do every day, that I was late for a meeting, that I'd forgotten to bring something to a potluck, that I didn't send a birthday card to somebody, that I was not getting to bed when I wanted to. And what happens when you do that is then when somebody says something to you that's a little negative, you can't tolerate it. So when my husband offered to correct me on something, I yelled at him, and that made me even more upset with myself and with him. And I became very critical of everything and everyone around me, to the point where I left my purse in the shopping cart at Walmart. I was so distracted by my misery. And unfortunately, I'll just, so to relieve your mind, I'll tell you, I did get it back. A very nice lady turned it in, and I was able to go back to Walmart and find it at the lost and found. But I realized then that I had to find something. I had to do something quick because I had gotten into this little rut that was getting deeper and deeper. So I stopped. I did some breathing exercises like we did tonight, and I reversed my words after meditating with my presence. I came up with some powerful, positive statements that changed my thinking entirely as to how I felt about myself and my family, who I felt were unsympathetic at that time. And I had been unhappy with my husband, and I'm sure we all have those times with our husbands and wives or our sons or our daughters. So let's just say your husband continually leaves his shoes in front of his chair or in the middle of the bedroom floor, and you're always tripping over them, or let's say your wife keeps interrupting you. Can you react to these situations over and over in love? Can they be corrected successfully? You must be able to have loving indifference when these things happen, or you won't be able to discuss it with your husband or wife or your son or daughter without getting emotionally involved and upset. It's like my husband used to say, when you come at me and you say, Russell, we've got to talk. He says, I get all my barriers up right then. I'm on the defensive. So you don't ever do that when you're angry. You find a place where you can lovingly accept the shoes on the floor, even if you trip over them in the middle of the night. Now I have a flashlight. And when I find those shoes, I just hide them under the couch so we can't find. No, I don't do that. I put them in the closet. But you know what? When I talked to him about it later and I was no longer upset, I thought, okay, I'll just move them. I am grateful to have a husband who loves me and cares for me like he does. You know, when I got to that point, I was able to say to him, calmly and lovingly, you know, whenever you do move your shoes, Russ, I really appreciate it. But that's okay. You can leave them. You know what happened? He moved them. So we have to learn to have loving indifference. When people speak to us in a way we don't like, when people are mean to us, we think, or are insulting, when we see things that are happening in the government, we tend to not like those people. We have to have loving indifference in order to balance things and make them the way God wants us to be in the golden age. So we are learning to speak in the language of love here. And we'll go on and I'll talk about it a little bit more here in a few minutes.
the language of nonviolent communication also has its place. And yet we say it was a person that this newer teaching is also key and should be embraced by all who consider themselves disciples of the Spirit and would move forward the plan of the Brotherhood for the golden crystal age of the Aquarius. Take the model of the Master Teacher Mean. He is a cosmic alchemist in his own right. One who mastered the English language and has brought forth a plethora of glorious teachings through the Shakespearean plays, as well as other holy writings and inspired offerings.
Saint Germain, as we have learned from the Masters of the Great White Brotherhood and the book, The Shakespeare Code, by Virginia Fellows, was the true writer of the Shakespearean plays. He used them to teach lessons and to get across some positive political actions, but he had to do it in secret. Now, William Shakespeare was just simply an unsuccessful actor, or not very successful, I should say, who agreed to use his name as the author of Saint Germain's writings. I don't know what Saint Germain, who was known as Francis Bacon at that time, I don't know what he paid him or how he got him to do this. But at this time, Saint Germain was incarnated as Francis Bacon and was known among a few, very few people, to be the illegitimate son of the Queen of England. And so for many reasons, he could not reveal who he was, which is another story. But can you imagine how he must have felt, never having received any credit for his famous writings, rejected by his own mother, and lectured to by his friends, that he, Saint Germain, could learn something from William Shakespeare, who they mistakenly felt wrote these plays so eloquently. So now we'll go on. Anybody have any questions about that? Feel free to hit *6. Okay.
Saint Germain, son, now this is you word. Be those with assistant guru, the great divine director, in ushering in the highest of New Age concepts, principles, and teachings. It is essential that you master the science of the word. Correcting your speech, and in the process, allowing love to flow more freely through your heart and your entire being. The Elohim are here to support you. We provide the framework through which all life evolves across the planet and beyond.
Robert Jensen Stevens suggests playing games with your husband and your family that involve choosing positive words that use feeling and practical sides of the practical side of the brain and the right, the two sides of the brain both together by saying I am. Whenever you can, learn words to use such as choose instead of want and require instead of need. Like, I require a car instead of need it. Requirement is a lot closer to getting it than needing it. Learn how your language affects your health and how you sabotage yourself with it. I remember my husband saying to me when he was battling the flu, he said, I never felt so bad in my whole life. Of course, he says that every time he gets sick. So you change that to, I am requiring some chicken soup or some rest. And you ignore it. I've known people that have ignored it, and this doesn't mean that you go right out and kill yourself by, you know, going to work when you have the flu. But if you do not express how bad you're feeling unless the doctor is asking you and you have to, and you try to use words that are positive to help your body get well. You start thanking your body. You can start at the top of your head. I know a woman who was sick all her life, and when she finally got herself somewhat where she could function, she took a class called EFT, Emotional Tapping. Let's see, EFT, I can't remember what the F stands for now. But anyhow, it's tapping. It's a tapping technique. And emotional freedom, that's what it is, emotional freedom technique, where she tapped on the meridians of her body while she was thanking the different parts of her body for doing so well. You know, she hasn't been sick since. She hasn't changed all that much in her habits, but it did help her so much. I couldn't get over it. She would tap her head and say, I am thinking clearly because of my wonderful brain. Thank you, brain. She would tap her stomach and say, I am digesting my food wonderfully. Thank you, stomach. And she would tap all the different parts. She tapped her knees. I am free of discomfort in my knees. Or I am walking fully with no pain. And thank you, knees. And she would go right down through her body and do that. And as far as I know, she's still doing that. And if you have a part of your body that is hurting badly and not cooperating, start to thank it for its efforts at least. This will make a tremendous difference for many, many people. Here's another thought. Robert Stevens says, consciousness and awareness are the same. If you walk out and reach into your pocket and you notice your keys are not there, what do you usually say? I forgot my keys? The truth is, you just remember them. It is far better to say, oh, I just remembered that I require my keys. So you learn to say things in a positive way so that you reinforce positive thinking. I'm trying to open this book with one hand here. Here we go. I'm going to share with you some sentences, and you can try to figure out how to turn them around. When a person says, I am running into a wall, instead, the person should say, I am moving through all obstacles. My way is clear. I find my way. Or if someone says, well, I'm blocked, it's far more successful to say, I am clear. I have my clear path. My divine way is prepared. I am the open door. God is showing me. Instead of saying, I'm numb, say, I feel. I sense. I choose to feel. I transform my numbness into sensitivity. Instead of saying, it's beyond my control, you say, it's within my control because I have my God presence. How great is that, that you have your own God presence over you? Nothing else on this planet has it like human beings. You have your very own personal Christ self working in and around you and your God self up above you and through you. And the angel who finds you and the soul inside of you that wants you to make it desperately. And by the way, if there's somebody that you're dealing with and they are hard to deal with, what I used to do when I ran into somebody, I just had a very hard time liking, let alone loving. I would try to imagine them as a 18-month-old child, and I think, oh, they were probably really cute then, and I would like them a little bit better. But what is far more successful is to think of their soul. All souls are innocent. All souls want to survive. All souls are the only part of the body that will survive. The personality that you're looking at in this person or that person may not be the real person at all. When you meet their soul, they may be someone completely different. We know that our souls can go from body to body and have many different lifetimes, and the bodies can all be different personalities, but the soul stays the same. So talk to that soul when you can. Sit down when that soul is asleep or at work or somewhere else, because usually they were not going to let you sit there and talk to them in person in the body. It's far more successful to talk to that soul when they are elsewhere. And I had to do this with my daughter when she came to live with us after being gone for 17 years as a flight attendant and having gotten on drugs and becoming an alcoholic. She came home to live with us very depressed and down about herself. And it was very hard to help her because she felt like we were treating her as a child no matter what we did. So I simply treated her like I would any other friend. And no matter what she did, I accepted it. And I talked to her soul. When I started talking to her soul, that's when I saw her change. I comforted her soul. I hugged her soul gently. I loved her soul. I complimented her soul. I told her soul how many things I had enjoyed doing with this child when she was little and as she grew up, and how I admired this soul for so many gifts that this child had. That soul changed that body. That body changed because that soul became encouraged. So this is positive language, positive speaking. You don't ever talk down to the soul or berate it or put it down, or it will crawl away in some far corner of the body and hibernate and will not be able to help that body. You love that soul. So now let me share one more thing here. Robert Stevens says, I remember one beautiful grandmother taking my class in the 80s who discovered that she had been wanting her husband of 40 years to change a certain behavior. She woke up to the fact that her wanting was simply an agreement to be wanting and without the change, and that her husband was going right along with her want by not changing. So she made a new choice. She changed it right then and there. And she said something like, I am choosing and having loving indifference towards John, no matter what his actions are, whenever required. And guess what? He changed. Because she now accepted him the way he was. So those are a couple of examples, and now we'll go on to the last part of this class.
We are the creators of all that is seen and the matter cosmos as we know it. And therefore, when you appreciate nature and all of its glorified manifestations, its light essences, its forms, colors, and quintessences, you honor us. You honor our work, which is ongoing. Would continue to infuse the earth with presence. To those who are present, conscious, awake, in the know of their own divine knowledge of their source.
Now, in the last paragraph, as Arcturus almost finishes it, he takes the last part of this paragraph and he sings a very secret cosmic language, which is often what the masters will do. I know Mother Mary does this. You won't understand the words, but when you hear him begin to sing, just meditate for a moment. It's very unique. And see what happens when you meditate and visualize this violet flame embracing you. Here we go.
I am Arcturus with my beloved Victoria.
we see only victory. In the seventh reaction of alchemy, for each and every one of you, that you can behold it first for yourself. Be true to your heart, to the path of love, which is the path of holy alchemy and the light.
Ice cream cone, chocolate, or vanilla. Mm-hmm. Which one do you choose? Which one do you want? And then we'd ask them why, and they'd say, well, they like vanilla. And so they were wrong until they, I've seen this happen for an hour at a time. Finally, they finally get it. I choose it because I choose it. And then they realize the freedom in that choice, and the because doesn't play a part in it. You see what I mean? It's a free, clear choice.
And if you use the word want, that means you don't choose. You are wanting. You're lacking.
Right. Exactly.
So that's why it's important. Instead of saying want, you say I choose. That's very good. Let me summarize quickly before we pray. So we know now that we have access to the cosmic key bag, the essence of godliness that is offered to us by the Elohim. And we know that the chief component of God's light is love. And we have learned that the reason things are lacking in our lives is because of a lack of this love. So here's what I would suggest you do if you want to write this down. Number one, continually thank God and the Elohim for this creation and everything you can think about it that is good, realizing that our earth right now is going through labor pains. The baby is coming down through the birth canal to be born, a new earth, and there's a lot of pain in it. But as it gets closer, the light comes closer to us. We are experiencing wonderful, wonderful opportunities that we've never had before, like the abundance of the violet flame. So, continually thank God and the Elohim for this creation. Number two, thank your body parts. Thank your head, your arms, your chest, your stomach, your heart, your brain, your spine, everything about it, no matter how it may aggravate you. You thank it for what it has done all these years trying to help you when perhaps you weren't helping it. Number three, thank your loved ones and your friends for what you appreciate about them. Number four, exchange the words need and want to require, to choose, or to claim. Number five, write an affirmation using these words, such as, here's one for instance that I wrote. I am consulting my Father, Mother, God with every decision today. I am consulting my Father, Mother, God with every decision today. Here's another one. I am joyously confident in the counsel of my Father, Mother, God. Here's another one. I am forgiving my daughter or my husband or whatever and myself daily. With, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Those are some examples, and you can come up with your own. Here's another one. I am giving thanks in every situation, however it turns out. And as the Master says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is the will of God in your Christ self concerning you. So rejoice in everything. I am rejoicing in the gifts and the accomplishments of myself and others daily. And if you can't think of any, you sit down right now and write them down, and they will come to your mind, and then you will truly be happy. Okay, I'm going to close with a closing prayer, and then you may all go home, or rather, you're all home already, I guess. Then you may all leave, but if you would like to stay and share a prayer request, we will stay on for another 10 or 15 minutes, probably just 10. Beloved Father, Mother, of each one, the Father, Mother, God of each one of us on this class and our Christ self and our bodies and our physical elementals and our souls, we thank you. We are grateful. And we thank you, beloved Holy Spirit, for your wonderful violet flame, which is there for the calling, but there for the taking, there for the picking. We are so grateful. We thank you that this will protect us, direct us, perfect us, and correct us in the coming days, weeks, months, and years while we remain on this earth, attempting to fulfill our reason for being here. We are grateful for all that help you offer us. And we ask these things now in your name as we leave and as we pray for one another. And we thank you, Arcturus, and all of the Elohim, Arcturus in Virginia, and all of the Elohim who assisted you in creating this planet with God for our joy. Amen. All right. Does anybody have any prayer requests? If you do, I'm going to, if I can unmute you here. If I this out. Are you there? Can you hear me? Are you there?
Now it's unmuted.
Okay, now we are. Okay.
We're open now?
Yes, open now. So I'm ready to take any prayer requests.
Hi, Donna. This is Cheryl in Memphis. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Cheryl? Good to hear you
I'm doing great. I really wish you could put this person on a prayer list. She needs it desperately. She's an MD Anderson in intensive care. She had a bone marrow transplant. They thought it took, and now they're not. I'm trying to use the right words. Just pray for her.
Okay, that's all right. What is her name?
Mona Dickey.
Mona Dickey.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pray for Mona Dickey, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Yes.
She has paper towels.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi. Can you pray for me? I had surgery on Tuesday. I want to be following. My cell needs to come down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
My husband also is pretty sick from his stomach still. He's great prayer for his face to come back soon, please.
Okay, I would pray. Right. All right. Anyone else? Any other prayer requests?
Donna, Rosie requested if you'll please pray for her and Alan, for Alan's back and his lungs, and also for her.
Okay, and I pretty much know her situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Good thing. Is this Carolyn?
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, hi. This was such a wonderful, I didn't get it the whole program. May I ask you, on your letter, you said that it will be rebroadcast on?
We will do it again March 4th.
Will it be the same program, Donna?
Yes.
Awesome.
It'll be the same program on March 4th.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
So anybody who would like to join, feel free to join us again on March 4th. Same time, same station, same numbers. Maybe we'll even do it better then.
Oh, hey, I liked what I heard tonight. It was really, really beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
We have more than
Yes. Okay.
Hello, Donna.
Yes, Minerva.
Yeah. Thank you for all your prayers.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I have you in my prayers, and I have Lola.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Donna. It was a wonderful conference tonight. I really enjoyed every word, and it really helped put everything into perspective.
Very
fun. Very good.
Oh, good. Well,
thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. I got you down, Rosie.
I know you do, and I would like to pray for Caroline.
Okay.
My brother, and that Caroline can get her surgery, and also for my son Ryan, who works in Death Valley, and he's got flat feet, and he's been doing waiter work for many, many years, and his knees are really bad, and I just would like to send him some extra prayers and love, and thank you for your prayers. I might be getting my surgery, so I'm very grateful to move forward with that.
Yes, that's something to continually thank God for. Bring that out. Okay. Any other prayer requests?
If you'll pray for my Annie.
Yes, I will pray for Annie.
And I'll be having the kids by March 10th.
Oh, so
will you pray that everything goes very smoothly, please?
Yes,
I know it's not a help request, but please.
Oh, yes, that's a very important thing to get those children.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. I will pray for all of them.
And everybody on the program, thank you for all of your prayers and all of your love.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Yes. And let me just tell you, let me explain briefly to the people that are here. Caroline has two grandchildren that were in a situation that was very dangerous, in which they could have been abused, and they may have been. And a daughter that also has been abused terribly. And they finally got them out of that situation. Now we're praying for Caroline to get these two children who are age 3 and 5 and need their grandmother, and they need some constant, stable help. So she has just been awarded this, so we're very excited. Okay, I will go ahead and pray, and if anybody thinks of anything else, go ahead and tell me.
Many blessings for you, Donna, for everything you do for us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome, Anna.
Donna? Okay.
Yes.
If I could just, this is me, if I could just ask for prayers for my son, Justin, that losing custody from marijuana use, and for my mother, Hazel, Stewart. I would appreciate it very much.
And Hazel. How do I pray for Hazel?
Hazel has had something to do with conscious language, has an opportunity to speak better. She is a diabetic, and she really doesn't have an appetite, and it's beginning to cause a problem.
Okay. Now, that can be a very bad problem if you have diabetes. All right. I will pray for these things, and if I leave anything out, feel free to email me, and I will add these things to the prayer list. And if anybody else has written any of these things down, or you want to write them down while I'm praying, why, feel free to do it. Okay, here we go. Beloved Father, Mother of all of us, beloved Mother Mary, beloved Lord Jesus, beloved Elohim Arturus and Victoria, all the other Elohim, beloved Archangels Michael and Faith, Joseph and Christine, Samuel and Charity, Gabriel and Hope, Raphael and Mother Mary, Muriel and Aurora, Vashon and Holy Amethyst, Jesus and Isaiah, all of the Archangels and your bands of angels, we thank you for your watching over us, and now we pray for these people. We pray for Cheryl's friend, Moni Vicky, at MD Anderson Hospital, who needs a bone marrow transplant, and whatever it is she's going through, cancer or whatever kind of pain and suffering, we pray that you would lift her spirit and help her to thank God for what she's learning, knowing that our life here on earth is just a vapor that's here for a short time and then passes away because we're in the schoolroom. And help us all when we go through these things to learn what we need to learn. We pray today for Anna and for Jerry and for all of the challenges that they're going through right now and for the illnesses and other problems that have concerned them. And the things that they feel they need, and we choose for them to rise above this and to relate to what you have for them and their reason for being here on this planet at this time. We pray for Rosie and for Ellen's back, his lungs. We thank you for his back and his lungs, and we pray that he will be thankful and will realize the reasons that he has this and be able to see your helping him rise above it. And we pray for Rosie and the surgery that she needs to come through, and we thank you that it looks like it's coming. And we pray for their son, Ryan, who has challenges with his feet and his knees. We pray for him to be able to get another job or for him to get relief from this and to know what to do to get out of this situation. We thank you for Caroline, and we thank you for the children that are going to come to be with her. We pray for her brother. We pray for all of you that's involved with this new situation in her home with these children and her job and the surgery that she needs, too. We thank you for Minerva, and we pray for the challenges she's going through with asthma, with her arthritis, with her heart challenges, that she will rise above that, be able to relax, and be free from pain. Help us all to thank every part of our bodies right now as we think of it. We pray for Adi's son, Justin, and for her mother, Hazel. We pray for the addictions that are maybe here. We pray for the challenges with blood sugar and diabetes that Hazel is dealing with. Help us and help us to help those that we love and are caring for and care for. Help us to help them to rise above their situation and to look at it as an opportunity to learn lessons and to experiment with healing and finding the violet flame in their lives. We pray now for all of our friends and loved ones to rise above their situations in life, to realize their reason for being, and to fulfill their reason for being before they leave this planet. We thank you that you know what is best for each one. And we thank you that the schoolroom we are in here is only temporary. Help us to graduate with flying colors. Help us now as we go to sleep to remember to call upon our Father, Mother, God, our Christ Self, and our souls, to take our souls with the archangels, angels, to those retreats of the masters, those schools, those places where we can be tutored and helped to rise above whatever it is we are experiencing in the physical body down here. So now we go to bed and we leave one another in joy and peace, praying for each other throughout the week, honoring the God self of each one, and remembering to pray for the souls of each one that we love. We ask all these things again in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.